Wounded people are simply asking for energy. Would you agree? No. Hoo-hoo. Some are asking for energy, but what kind of request for energy is there? There's parasitical energetic support. I think there's a difference between supplying someone with energy from your cell tissue and giving people a compassionate, fresh wounds need support. But if you'll notice the way nature has set up the body closes its wounds very fast, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And where would the body be if it kept a wound open for 20 years? Festering, gangrene, and you'd lose the limb. We've got to learn from this. And I think that it takes a lot of strength to say to someone, I think you have been in grief long enough. You need to move on. Every great spiritual teacher says, leave the dead alone. Take up thy bed and walk. I think a period of grieving is necessary for every single wound, but you must be careful when you take that wound and turn it into a power to disempower yourself. Let me say it differently, permission to weaken yourself and not be alive in present time. And if you are with somebody and you know that that's what they're doing, it takes a lot of courage to say to someone, I need to challenge you. I think the consequence of your weakness is that too much of you is in the past and you need to let that go. I can't honor your wound anymore. I need to challenge your relationship with that wound. There.